Sechet Sukkah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Arava Gzula V'Yavesha Psula. A thawed or dried out Arava, Puzzle. Shall Ashera V'Shal Irani Dachas Psula. If it comes from an Ashera tree or from an Irani Dachas, it's Puzzle. As Arava also requires a shear, and since it's Mechlis to be burnt, it's Ktute Mechtas Shirat, as if it doesn't have a shear. Niktam Rosho, if the top of the stem of the Arava is cut off, Nifritsu Aleha, or if most of the leaves have fallen off, or according to Wamsha, most of the leaves are split, Vahat Tzatzifa, or an Arava called a Tzatzifa which has round leaves, Tzula. All of these are Pasul. Kamusha, if it's slightly dried out, if not totally dried out, it still has its color, it's Kusher. And Huadin, by a Lulav and a Hadas, if it's not totally dried out, as it still has its color, it still looks green, it's kosher, that's considered hadar. The reason why the Mishnah mentions it dafka by Arava, because by Arava it says in the pasuk Arve Nachal, so you might think, since it says Arve Nachal, it has to be fresh, so therefore the Mishnah says Kamusha is kosher, but Huadin by a hadas and by a lulav. Ushanishru miksat aleha, if only some of the leaves have fallen off, vishalbal, or an Arava that comes from a sada, kshera, it's kosher. As you might think, that you need to take an arava dafka that grew next to a stream, as the pasuk says, arve nachal. Therefore, the Mishnah says, bishalbal, meaning an arava that comes from a field, not next to nachal, is also kosher. Masechet Sukkah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, Rabbi Yishmael Oimer, Shloisha Hadasim, Ushtei Aravos, Lulav Echad, Ve'etrog Echad. On Sukkot, you need to take three Hadasim, two Aravos, one lulav, and one esrog. Afilu shnayim ketumim ve'echad einu katum. Of those three hadasim, two of them could be ketumim. They could be split off on the top. As long as one is whole, isn't cut off on the top. And the Gemara explained the reason why he says two ketumim are kosher is because the MS, he changed his mind, and he holds that you only need one hadas. So therefore he says that two of them could be cut off on top. And who had been that if he didn't have those two at all, it would also be kosher, as you only need one hadas. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, afilu shlostam ketumim. Rabbi Tarfon holds that you do need three hadasim. But he says that even if they're cut off on top, they're kosher, as Rabbi Tarfon holds that you don't need hadar by hadas. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kishem shalulav echad, ve'esrog echad, kach hadas echad, v'arava echad. Just like you're only required to take one lulav and one esrog, the same is true by a hadas and a rava, you're only chayiv to take one of each.